Afternoon. You might have seen the video by now. In the latest example of youth criminals brazenly terrorising business owners, around 30 teenagers smashed up Palmerston North's downtown shopping centre this week and assaulted a young girl working at a bakery. They came back the next day taunting shop owners with items they stole. And so far, only two of the girls in the group of around 30 have been arrested. Now, with me now is a Palmerston North store owner who wants to remain anonymous for fear of retaliation. Hiya.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Now, you had a run-in with the same group, do you think?
Well, I can't be 100% sure, but one would only assume, yes.
What makes you think it was the same group?
Just the same sort of behaviour and recklessness and, you know, just generally no respect for anybody or anything, to be fair.
Because I'm assuming that if they came into your store and behaved like this, you'd have given them a bit of a telling off, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So they came in, it was quite obvious that they were trying to take things. And when I asked them if they needed a hand with anything, they started vaping in the store. And I said, hey, please don't vape in here. And they turned around to me and said, what are you going to do about it? And started blowing smoke in my face. And as you can imagine, it got a bit heated. And of course, I called the cops, but being youth, there was not much they could really do about it.
So were they still there when the cops arrived?
They sort of saw the cops coming and they took off down the street. And I do think that the cops did catch up with them. But to be fair, the ones that were in my store in particular were somewhere, you know, the youngest one would have been 11 and the oldest one probably 13. I don't think much more, to be fair.
Yeah, and the cops indicated to you that they couldn't do anything about this?
Basically, yeah. I mean, obviously we can ask them not to come back and the cops were really helpful as far as they could have been. But there was, there's not a lot. There's no repercussions for them. So they've obviously been terrorising a few people in town.
Well, how frustrating is this for you guys? I mean, you've seen the video, you've had an experience yourself, you know they're around there and the police can't do anything. How does that feel?
I mean, it's horrible. We're all small businesses in a small lure town and just trying to get by and make a living. And, you know, COVID's been hard enough without the rest of this going on. So, I mean, it's frustrating because they are committing an adult crime. So they should be punished in an adult way, in my opinion. But, there's just nothing to be I suppose. It's really difficult.
I mean, even the fact that you want to remain anonymous because you're worried they're going to come and have another crack at you says a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, obviously everyone wants to do something about it, but doesn't want to be in the middle of it, and it's a really hard position to be in. So, I really feel sorry. I mean, all the video from a couple of days ago, and it's horrific. I really hope they're all okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. This is Palmerston North store owner who wants to remain anonymous and owns a store right by the downtown shopping complex.